It is the cause. It is the cause, my soul. Let me not name it to you, you chaste stars. It is the cause. Yet I will shed her blood, nor scar that whiter skin of hers than snow, and smooth as monumental alabaster. If she must die, else she'll betray Morpen. Put out the light. And then put out the light. If I quench thee, thou flaming minister, I can again thy former light restore, should I repent me. But once put out thy light, I know not where is that Promethean heat that can thy light relume. When I have plucked the rose, I cannot give it vital growth again. It needs must wither. I'll smell it on the tree. A balmy breath that doth almost persuade justice herself to break her sword. Once more.
Othello?
Hi, Desdemona.
When you come to bed, my lord.
Have you prayed tonight, Desdemona?
Aye, my lord.
If you bethink yourself of any crime, unreconciled as yet to heaven and grace, solicit for it straight, and I'll walk by. I would not kill thy unprepared spirit. No, heaven forfend, I would not kill thy soul.
Talk you of killing?
Aye, I do.
Then heaven have mercy on me.
Amen, with all my heart.
If you say so, I hope you will not kill me. And yet I fear you. Why, I should, I know not, since guiltiness I know not. But yet I feel my fear.
Think on thy sins.
They are loves I bear to you.
And for that thou diest.
That's unnatural that kills the loving.
Stand be still.
I will, sir. What's the matter?
That handkerchief which I so loved and gave thee, thou gavest to Cassio.
Oh, by my life and soul. Send for the man and ask him.
Take heed of perjury. Thou art on thy deathbed.
I but not yet to die.
Yes, presently.
Then, Lord, have mercy on me.
I say amen.
And have you mercy, too? I never did offend you in my life. Never loved Cassio, but with such general warranty of heaven as I might love. I never gave him token.
Oh, heaven, I saw my handkerchief in his hand. Oh, perjured woman.
Nay, he found it, then I never gave it, and sent for him hither and let him confess the truth.
He hath confessed.
What, my lord?
That he hath used thee.
How? Unlawfully?
Aye.
He will not say so.
No, his mouth is stopped. On his yara, take an order for it.
Oh, my fear interprets. What is he dead?
Thou strumpet! Reach down for him to my face.
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not.
Down, strumpet!
Kill me tomorrow, let me live tonight.
Nay, if you strive.
But while I stay, one prayer.
It is too late.
Oh, lord.
She comes to speak of Cassio's death. I, no more moving, still as the grave. Shall she come in? No. What's best to do? If she come in, she'll sure speak to my wife. My wife? My wife? What wife? I have no wife. Oh, insupportable. Oh, heavy hour. Methinks it should be now a huge eclipse of sun and moon, and that the affrighted globe should yawn at alteration.
by and by. Let me the curtains draw. Amelia, what's the matter with me now?
Oh, my good lord, yonder's foul murder done.
What now?
Cassio, my lord, hath killed a young Venetian called Rodrigo.
Rodrigo killed? And Cassio killed?
No, Cassio is not killed.
Not Cassio killed. Then murdered out of tune. And sweet revenge grows harsh.
Oh, lord. What cry is that?
That? What?
Behind the bed curtain.
Killed her.
Oh, the more angel she and you, the blacker devil.
She turned to folly and she was a whore.
Thou dost belie her and thou art a devil.
She was false as water.
Thou art rash as fire to say that she was false. Oh, she was heavenly true.
Cassio did top her. Thy husband knew it all.
My husband?
Thy husband.
That she was false to wedlock.
I with Cassio.
My husband.
It was he that told me on her first. An honest man he is and hates the slime that sticks on filthy deeds.
My husband.
My friend, thy husband. Honest, honest Iago.
If he say so, may his pernicious soul rot half a grain a day. He lies to the heart. She was too fond of her most filthy bargain. Do thy worst. This deed of thine is no more worthy heaven than thou wert worthy her.
Peace, you were best.
Thou hast not half the power to do me harm as I have to be hurt. Oh, dull, oh, dolt, and ignorant as dirt. Thou hast done a deed. I care not for thy sword. I'll make thee known though I lost 20 lives. Help! 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 The Moor hath killed my mistress. Murder!
What is the matter? How now, General?
Oh, are you come, Iago? You have done well, but men must lay their murders on your neck.
What is the matter?
Disprove this villain if thou be'st a man. He says thou told'st him that his wife was false. I know thou didst not. Art not such a villain. Speak, for my heart is full.
I told him what I thought and told no more than what he found himself was apt and true.
But did you ever tell him she was false?
I did.
You told a lie, an odious, damned lie upon my soul, a lie, a wicked lie. She false with Cassio. Did you say with Cassio?
With Cassio, mistress. Go to, charm your tongue.
I will not charm my tongue. I am bound to speak. My mistress here lies murdered in her bed, and your reports have set the murder on.
Murdered? Heaven forfend.
They dare not, masters. It is true indeed.
It is a strange truth.
Oh, monstrous act.
Villainy, villainy, villainy.
Are you mad? I charge you, get you home.
Oh, oh.
Thou hast killed the sweetest innocent that e'er did lift up eyes.
Those you first foul! Iago knows that she with Cassio hath the act of shame 1,000 times committed. Cassio confessed it, and she did gratify his amorous works with that recognizance and pledge of love which I first gave her. I saw it in his hand. It was a handkerchief, an antique token my father gave my mother.
Oh, God! Oh, heavenly God!
Soons, hold your peace.
No, I will speak as liberal as the air. Let heaven and men and devils, let them all cry shame against me if I'll speak.
Be wise and get you home.
I will not.
Why, Iago, your sword upon a woman!
Oh, thou dull Moor. That handkerchief thou speak'st of I found by fortune and did give my husband. He begged of me to steal it.
Filth, thou liest!
By heaven, I do not, gentlemen!
Are there no stones in heaven but would serve for the thunder? Villainous yonder!
I'll lay me by my mistress' side.
Iago's gone. But his wife's killed.
Come, guard the door without. Let a fellow not pass, but kill him rather.
I'll after that, Iago, for she's a damned slave.
I am not valiant neither, but every puny whipster gets my sword. But why should honor outlive honesty? Let it go all.
More. She was chaste. She loved thee, cruel Moor. So come my soul to bless as I speak true. So speaking as I think, I die. I die.
I have another weapon in this chamber. It is a sword of Spain, the Icebrook's temper. Oh, here it is.
Hold there, Graciano! What is the matter?
Behold, I have a weapon. A better never did itself sustain upon a soldier's thigh. I have seen the day that with this little arm and this good sword, I have made my way through more impediments than 20 times your stop. But, oh, vain boast, who can control his fate? 'Tis not so now. Be not afraid, though you do see me weaponed. Here is my journey's end. Here is my butt and very sea mark of my utmost sail. How dost thou look now, Desdemona? Oh, ill-starred wench, pale as thy smock. When we shall meet at Compt, this look of thine will hurl my soul from heaven, and fiends will snatch at it. Cold? Cold, my girl. He would like thy chastity. Oh, cursed, cursed slave. Whip me, ye devils, from the possession of this heavenly sight. Blow me about in winds. Roast me in sulfur. Wash me in steep, down gulfs of liquid fire. Oh, Desdemona. Desdemona. Dead. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Where is this rash and most unfortunate man?
That's he that was a fellow. Here I am.
Where is that viper? Bring Iago forth.
I look down toward his feet, but that's a fable. If that thou beast a devil, I cannot kill thee.
Wrench his sword from him,
my lord.
I bleed, but not killed.
I am not sorry neither. I'd have thee live. For in my sense, 'tis happiness to die.
Oh, thou, that was once so good. What shall be said to thee?
Why, anything. An honorable murderer, if you will. For naught did I in hate, but all in honor.
This wretch hath part confessed his villainy. Did you and he consent in Cassio's death?
I...
Dear General, I never gave you cause.
I do believe it, and I ask your pardon. Will you, I pray, demand that demi-devil? Why, he hath thus ensnared my soul and body.
Demand me nothing. What you know, you know. From this time forth, I never will speak word.
Well, thou dost best. Cassio, how can you buy that handkerchief that was my wife?
I found it in my chamber, and he himself confessed, but even now that there he dropped it.
Oh.
You must forsake this room and go with us. Your power and your command is taken off, and Cassio rules in Cyprus. For Iago, if there be any cunning cruelty that can torment him much and hold him long, it shall be his. You shall close prisoner rest, till that the nature of your fault be known to the Venetian state. Come, bring him away.
Stop. Yes. A word or two before you go. I've done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you, in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved not wisely, but too well. Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose hand, like the base Indian, threw a pearl away, richer than all his tribe. Set you down this? And say, besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turbaned Turk beat a Venetian and seduced the state, I took by the throat the circumcised head dog and smote him thus.
Oh, bloody period! Oh, that spoke his mind.
I kissed thee, ere I killed thee. No way but this. Killing myself to die upon a kiss.
This did I fear, but thought he had no weapon. For he was great of heart.
Oh, thou doggy udder!
More fell than anguish, hunger, or the sea. Look on the tragic loading of this bed. This is thy work. The object poisons sight. Let it be hid. To you, Lord Cassio, remains the censure of this hellish villain. The time, the place, the torture. Oh, enforce it. Myself will straighten aboard and to the state. This heavy act with heavy heart relate.